going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you like on a Honda you love. I'm Winston Harrison, here's what's happening. The Philadelphia Police Department is circulating video from more than a year ago in connection with the deadly SEPTA bus stop shooting in Ogontz, where a 17-year-old was killed in a barrage of bullets and four others were wounded. KYW's Dominic Devitt has more.
According to police, on March 4th, 2024, about 20 people were waiting at the SEPTA bus stop near Ogontz and Godfrey Avenues when a series of shots were fired. Officials say two masked gunmen approached a 17-year-old boy getting onto the bus and shot him multiple times throughout his body. The victim, Damon Taylor, died. Authorities say he was targeted. Four others were wounded during the spray of bullets and survived, including two women who were sitting on the bus. The other two victims were teens outside of the bus. The suspect's getaway vehicle was located, but the shooters remain on the loose.
The video can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com. The Philadelphia Department, working with City Council, is planning a smoke alarm blitz to clear out a backlog of requests from them from residents. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports they started Monday in Southwest Philadelphia.
Salih Kanu was expecting a repairman when he heard a knock on his door.
When I saw a group of city and fire marshal, I said, what happened? Then they said, oh, coming to replace the fire alarm. I said, oh, that's a nice thing.
Kanu was the first beneficiary of City Council's smoke alarm installation program launched in Council President Kenyatta Johnson's district. During May, firefighters from the Prevention Division will fan out in each of the other 9 council districts, tackling a backlog of 311 requests for smoke alarms and also offering them to any resident who needs them. Fire Commissioner Jeffrey Thompson says the department's already installed 3,000 this year, but hopes to move even faster in the next 3 weeks.
We plan on installing so many more with the hopes of saving lives, because we know as the professionals that working smoke alarms can save lives.
If you live in Philadelphia and would like a smoke alarm installed for free, just call 311. The Jones Road wildfire burning in the area of Lacey, Ocean County, is now at 75% contained. Forest fire officials say 15,300 acres have burned since the fire was first started last week. A 19-year-old Ocean County man is being charged with starting a bonfire that eventually spread and led to the evacuation of more than 1,300 homes. One business was destroyed, but there have been no reports of injuries or deaths. New Jersey's Supreme Court heard arguments from the state and from lawyers for the Diocese of Camden over whether a 2018 effort to investigate alleged sexual abuse is allowed to proceed. Details on the hearing from KYW's South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
This case played out behind the scenes for years, with a lower court siding in 2023 with the diocese, saying the Attorney General's office doesn't have the authority to conduct this kind of inquiry. The diocese argued then that the state lacked the power to impanel a grand jury for this because it would involve private citizens, not government officials, as they say the law specifically states. State Attorney Michael Zuckerman says it was wrong to end this investigation before it started because they don't know what might be found.
This is all premature and stop there. And I think that is entirely logically coherent.
Two attorneys for the church said the diocese has effectively eradicated clergy abuse since 2002, and that this investigation was launched only to match a similar investigation in Pennsylvania, which, as they point out, has a different law on the books.
The justices asked many questions of all the attorneys for a few hours. There was no immediate ruling on the matter. Well, you've spoken, and the results are in. Thanks to over 13,000 votes, the Philadelphia Zoo has named its four newest Galapagos tortoise hatchlings after the Golden Girls. Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and Sophia made their public debut in the reptile and amphibian house at the zoo just last week. Their debut came the same day as their mommy, affectionately named Mommy the Galapagos tortoise, celebrated her 93rd anniversary at the zoo. That's the O-Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.